Welcome. My name is Laura Erdman-Lentz, and I want to welcome you to this recording that I am doing for you, my Young Living business team, to help you vision, to create a really big vision, and then to create goals around achieving that vision so that that vision can become your reality, whatever it is. So begin by getting out either your journal or a piece of paper, whatever works for you. And I want you to take a moment to write down your why. Remember your why? Why is it that you're doing your Young Living business? What is it that you want to change in your life? And I want you to make sure that this why is in as quantifiable terms as you can find for yourself. What I mean by quantifiable is it's something you could check off because you know you've reached it. Quite often I get my coaching clients who come to me and say, you know, I just want to feel happier, or I want to feel more secure, or I want to feel more vibrant. And you know, I say, great, that's a great place to start. What does that mean? What do you need to have in your life to be happy or secure or vibrant? What needs to change? And let's be specific. The reason for this is happy, secure, vibrant, whatever it is it's not tangible. And you'll never really know if you're there. I will say sometimes maybe you will. For the most part, the changes that we make in our life are incremental. And that happiness, you're definitely feeling lighter and brighter, week after week. But it's so small and incremental that you don't really notice it. And there's always this longing inside of you to be happier because you're just in the habit of wanting to be happier. But instead, if you say, you know, what would help me feel secure is if I made $10,000 a month. Great, because you know what? We're going to know when you're there. And you're going to be able to check it off your list and say, I'm here. And this was the number I envisioned having security at. And it will help you feel secure when you hit that number. You say, I'm here. And if you don't feel secure, it definitely gives us something else to look at, to be sure. Okay, so what I would like you to do is I want you to pause the recording for a moment and just write down your why. You can just be two or three sentences. It doesn't need to be a lot right now. I just want you to get your mind wrapped around what it is that you really want and make it as tangible as possible. Okay? So pause the tape right now. Pause the recording. I just dated myself calling it a tape, didn't I? Pause the recording and come back as soon as you're done. Okay, welcome back. Did you write it down? And did you make it quantifiable? Because you need it quantifiable to do the next step. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to double whatever it is that you wanted. Now, that might be doubling it by making it in half the time. You know, if you had a time limit, I want to be wherever it is you want to be 1 year from today, make it 6 months. Maybe it's an amount you can double. See how you can double it. You know, if you want to lose 20 pounds and if you lost 40, you would start to disappear, then that's not what I want you to double. But figure out a way to double your goal. And go ahead and pause the recording now and do it right now. Okay, welcome back. So how are you feeling? How does it feel to double that goal? Is it exciting? A little scary? Well, hold on to your shirt because you have one more step. I want you to double it one more time. Now, before you do that, notice, are you hesitating to double it again? I so get it. I did too, and I made myself. I literally wrote it out with shaking hands, and I even felt a little nauseous. That is only resistance. It's resistance to what you want to create in your life. Usually the resistance is what you feel you deserve in your life. And I know that may not feel good to hear, but open yourself up to the possibility. What if I don't feel like I deserve this? Sometimes it's about what you think you might have to do to get there. Oh, this is going to be a lot of work. I don't want to do all this work to get here. Or I'm not going to have time for my kids. Or I don't have enough money. That is just a belief. And we can go into that another time, but it's just an opinion you have about how much work it's going to take to create what you want. Frankly, I'll share my resistance was about succeeding, and long story around that, but I had to work on seeing myself succeed and being okay with that. So for you, when you're thinking about doubling it yet again, so this is your third doubling, think about how your life would change in wonderful ways if this third doubling were to come to pass. What are the wonderful things you could do for your family? Who would you be able to help and support? Is it worth it to push yourself past the resistance? Yes, of course it is. And stay tuned, I'm going to share in a moment some ideas for getting past the resistance a little later. For now, I want you to pause the recording, take a deep breath in and a long, slow exhale, and then write out your doubled goal. Pause the recording and do it now. All right, did you do it? I really want to hear if you did it. Please let me know. I want to hear what it is, too. I really want to hear what your tripled goal is. How does it feel? A bit freaky? Maybe you've never considered what you can have in life. I know a lot of people haven't, not even thought about what it is that I could create if I set my mind to it. It's time, though. You can have this. People have done it. I'm doing it. You can, too. Trust me when I say I have nothing that you don't already have as well. There is nothing I have done in my life that you can't create yourself. You can do this. Okay, now here's an essential point I want you to remember. Do not worry if you cannot envision how you're going to create what you want. And that's where a lot of people get caught up. Holy cow, I want to make $10,000 a month within 6 months. I've no idea how I can do that. That is not your concern, and stick with me here. Your job is to keep your vision on what you want. See it happening, believe it in your heart of hearts, and the ideas will come. They really will. Put a vision board together, meaning put all the images that represent what you want to create in your life in one place so you can look at it on a daily basis. It begins to shift your subconscious mind, that part of you that is pre-programmed with your beliefs about what's possible. Right, and if you thought making $10,000 a month was possible, you'd already be there. In fact, you might already be there in your job. That might not be where your resistance lies, and that's great. So your job is just to vision it, say it's going to happen. I'm going to make $10,000 a month in 6 months. And it's okay even to say, I have no idea right now in this moment how that's going to happen, and I know the ideas will come, because I got to tell you, they will. They will, they will, they will. They have come for me, and I get it. I totally get this process. The key is to follow up on them, okay? So my ideas usually come in that inspirational moment right upon waking, and I get these great ideas, and I'm lying there thinking, this is perfect. This is totally going to work. I get it. I love it. And then later on in the day, I'll think about the idea and say, okay, but that won't work. That's not going to happen. And it's just my fears coming out. Nothing more, nothing less. Okay? Nothing has changed from that beautiful inspirational moment in the morning, then in the afternoon, except my idea of what I'm capable of what I'm capable of doing and what's possible. So your job is to say, okay, $10,000 a month, or whatever your goal is. Ideas. I'm open to the ideas. In fact, go to sleep with that question. How am I going to do this? And when you wake up, notice the ideas. And then figure out which ones you want to follow up on. Maybe you need to follow up on all of them. Maybe just one key idea is going to be your crucial, the linchpin to your success, that crucial action that you need to take. It is possible. Other people have done it, which means you can too. It means it's possible. Your job is to get started with an initial plan, which we're going to work on in a moment. Then when ideas come up, follow up. I'm going to repeat that again. You need to follow through. Your ideas will come to you. Your job is to follow through. Okay, So now that you have figured out what you want to create, what are you willing to do to get there? We're going to set some goals. Now there are two kinds of goals you want to set. The first one is results-oriented, and the second one are action-oriented. Results-oriented goals are what you want to end up with, your end goal. Similar to your vision, these need to be tangible, so you know when you reach them. You can actually check it off your list. I did it. I've done it. If you are looking at your OGV, it's a certain amount that you want to make, or the number of members you want to have on your team, or the number of business builders you want to have on your team. I've reached it. Done. Check. Now, I want you to begin by setting your goals for the year. And you have a form here to work on this. So be sure you've printed the form. And really, this just takes you 5 minutes. You're going to pause the tape in a moment, and I want you to set your goals for the year. Now, with these boxes, I always write small enough. I do two lines in each box so that I can write down what my goal is and then under it write what my actual numbers are. And the reason that I did this is because initially it can be a little hard to do these numbers, because especially if you're just beginning, and I started writing these numbers out in my second month of doing business, so I had really no idea what was possible. At the same time, I wanted to get myself excited about the planning, because when you see where you could be at the end of a year, it really inspires you each month to put the work in, to push past the resistance, to do all those yummy things. So go ahead and plan the whole year. Plan it out, and in pencil, leaving room underneath to be able to write in what you want. And this is a January to December calendar, so whenever it is that you're doing this, start in that month, and then finish the beginning of next year, whatever that is. And then next year, you can start in January if you want. But it's nice to do a whole 12 months out. Okay? So what I want you to do is pause the recording now and get to work on your year. Oh, and before you do that, let me also add, do you notice that all of my goal setting sheets start with begin with the end in mind, write a brief summary of your why to help you think big for your goals? Always important to start here, because that why is crucial. It's like, why do I want to do this? You know, one of the things that really inspires me is my husband and I have a dream to build a house. And what really inspires me is giving my kids their dream bedroom. They are dreaming about certain things they want in their bedroom. That makes me so excited. In fact, I'm way more excited for that than my dream kitchen. So when I write down my children's dream bedroom, I just get all excited. And that's where I begin with all of my goal setting. That's what inspires me to move forward. So go ahead, pause the recording, and I want you to set your year goals. And just do the best you can. Just do the best you can. We'll see you in a moment.